From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining with me once again around the Word of God. Today we will be considering John chapter 1 and the verses 19 to 28. I will read these verses in just a moment. Please have your Bible ready to hand so that you can follow the reading. Tonight at 9 o'clock, we will continue our study of the life and ministry of Elijah the prophet and play another extract from the sermon I preached on assisted suicide. We have had requests already for this free sermon, and we're delighted to receive them. Be sure to send for your free copy of this sermon. Our hymn this morning is entitled, Jesus is All the World to Me, and it's sung by Frank Boggs. But let's turn now to our Bible reading and read those verses that we'll be looking at in a moment or two. John chapter 1, verse 19. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. But they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias, or Elijah? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, No. Then said they unto him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah, or Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. Amen, and God will bless this reading from his precious word. Now, here's that hymn by Frank Boggs, Jesus is all the world to me.
Thank you.
The verses that we read mark the beginning of the historic narrative of John's account of the Saviour's life and ministry. Up until this point, in the chapter 1, we have had set before us statements of very significant doctrinal truths. Here, John the Divine, the writer of this gospel, begins his story of our Saviour's life, like the other gospel writers, with the witness that John the Baptist bore of the Lord Jesus. Let us consider, first of all, the humility of John the Baptist. What a glorious compliment is here paid to John the Baptist. When the priests and the Levites come out from Jerusalem and interview John, question John, they ask him, "Who art thou?" We are told that John confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." They further asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias or Elijah? Art thou that prophet?" That is, the prophet of whom Moses said would be raised up one day to lead Israel. Again, John the Baptist humbly replied, "No, I am not." Verses 19 through to 21. What a compliment indeed. John was a man in whom there were characteristics that prompted those who saw him to think that he might be the Christ of God. Does this not mark John as a great man indeed? Remember what the Saviour said of him. "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not arisen a greater than John the Baptist." Matthew chapter 11 and the verse 11. He also said on another occasion of John that he was a burning and a shining light. John chapter 5 and the verse 35. Yet for all his greatness, John the Baptist was a humble man who hastily contradicted those who thought that he might be the promised Messiah. The Jewish leaders seemed ready to heap all sorts of honor on him, but he declined them. Instead, he speaks of himself by the lowly title, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." Verse 23. He claimed no honor for himself, but was swift to speak of the one that stood among them, whose shoe latchet he was not worthy to unloose. John is a pattern to all true believers. Christian, like him, be marked by a readiness to acknowledge your own nothingness, and rather, lift up the Lord Jesus and exalt him. Peter calls upon Christians to be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. 1 Peter chapter 5 and the verse 5. Your clothing is most likely the very first thing that is noticed about you when someone meets you. Humility ought to be a prominent feature of the true child of God. It ought to be our outer garment. Like John, every Christian should be anxious to decrease, fade into the background, while Christ increases. It is the Saviour's name and honour we would hold before men, and not our own. But consider also here the blindness of men. The Jews professed to be waiting for the Messiah. They had the promise of God that the Messiah would come one day. They, of all the nations of the world, were privileged with the Scriptures in which the promises of the Messiah appear. They made their boast of God, but John tells them that they were in darkness. In mistaking John as the Messiah, the Jewish leaders declared themselves ignorant of both the Messiah and of his prophesied forerunner. John was the Messiah's forerunner. He was the one of whom Isaiah the prophet foretold, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. Here John tells them that they didn't recognize him as the prophesied forerunner, and furthermore they were ignorant of the Messiah. "There standeth one among you, whom ye know not." Verse 26. The Messiah had come, and was among them, but they knew him not. This is the grossest darkness of all, to be unable to see the light of the world is to be blind indeed. But what of today? And what of our land? What of this generation? Is not this same blindness, to which John here refers, upon many of the people of this land? Is Christ not standing in our midst? And yet he is unknown, unrecognized, unwelcomed by, oh, so many people. The gospel of Christ is preached in many, many places in this country of ours, in mission halls, in many churches, in open-air meetings, and in other such gatherings. His name, his message, his call to repentance and to believe his word has been made known far and wide throughout our land. And yet multitudes do not know the one who is in their midst. Money and pleasure, business and leisure are deemed much more important than the obtaining of a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. As this radio message comes to you, ask yourself the question, do I know Christ? Call upon him today. Ask him to save you, and he has promised to answer. The Lord bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.